shades, lock the door, drag your feet across the floor. Memories hang in the hall, pull them down off the wall. Now it's done, she is gone, long gone.
Oh, God. Kiefer Sutherland. Richard, can you believe that Kiefer Sutherland wants to be a country artist now?
You mean like with a pencil and a sketch pad? Like that kind of an artist?
No. Like a singing artist, you know. Country music. It's
hard to imagine Jack Bauer as a country guy.
Mm-hmm.
Intense dude that he was.
Yeah. You know, not everybody can do everything. I know there's a lot of people think they can.
Can try.
Yeah.
Richard, you might make a good country.
Sure, why not?
Don't encourage him. Oh, my God,
don't encourage
him.
No, that was better than Kiefer.
Yeah, well.
No, it's the same. That's my point. That's why I'm here.
Not saying much. I'll say that right now. All right, you know what it's time for, don't you?
We do.
Of course.
The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Yeah, all right. Orion Samuelson, our new announcer for this, our celebrity
interview. Number five.
There you go.
Sounds so much more important when Orion does it.
Now, this is just unbelievable. There is a video right now. This tells you about what happens in Chicago. There is a it started on Facebook. Now it's viral all over social media. It's all over the internets of a guy yesterday afternoon on the on the southwest side, I suppose, south side, sort of heading a little west. In which he's walking around on Facebook Live showing off this party that's going on for a bunch of kids at a restaurant or something that they've opened up for the kids. And then as he's twirling around doing this, you see a guy in back of him. And then you see the guy approach him and start firing shots at him. He drops the phone so it's on the ground facing up. You see the shooter walk across, fire the gun. You're watching him fire the gun.
It comes right into the frame, the gun. It's just chilling to watch it.
16 shots are fired. 16 shots.
And he survived. He's in critical condition.
And it is something that, another thing that is going to be a very, 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 very significant detriment to the reputation of Chicago.
On cheap, what they say? They say they heard I was up here, so they had to open the stove back up for the kids, though. You know what I'm saying? I can't be out here without the stove being open. I need somewhere to duck and hide for cover. Pipe it up. I slid, so they pop the stove back open for the kids.
It's so sad in so many fronts. We talk about people killed in the city, but this is an example of something that normally wouldn't even make news because it was a shooting. It would be just amongst that 800 number of people who've been shot so far this year.
And here's a guy, though. I mean, he's not, he's not a Boy Scout, obviously, because he's talking about having to duck and cover, go in somewhere. Yeah. You do hear some of the male voices there referring to Vice Lord activity. And so it's there's something else going on there, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that's what it has come down to.
In the same hour, police are saying at least 8 other people were shot throughout the city, 2 fatally. Same hour.
Mm. So think about that. Think about the gang war that is going on right now in this city. And we don't talk about it in the terms of a gang war anymore because think of how it is spiked in the aftermath of the shooting of the 9-year-old boy.
Right.
Of the execution of the 9-year-old.
All stemmed from that. And, we're talking about in the middle of the day, and this is just the life for certain neighborhoods and all the good work that people are doing. Forget about it. I mean, it doesn't mean it's mitigated. It doesn't exist. But nationally and internationally, this is the face of Chicago once again,
right,
as you were saying.
Yeah. No question.
All right. Well, this is our city, and we got to do something about it. And the mayor's got to step up and do something about it now. And I think, you know, this with all the, you know, I would like to have a bike lane that goes north and south along the lakefront. Mm. It's all lovely, and it's a great idea, but there's other, this has to be addressed and has to be addressed aggressively.
Number four.
Since grilling him on the record of sexist remarks at the August GOP debate, Megyn Kelly has been on the receiving end of a torrent of criticism from the Donald. And perhaps more vitriolically, from his supporters. Charlie Rose asked her in an interview last night, which will air on Sunday, about what's happening here.
Has anything about this campaign season made you want to throw up your arms and say, politics has gone crazy in America?
I've had the same feeling. And I think one of the unfortunate things we've seen this go-round is the coarsening of the culture. We've seen it in our politics in 2016. And listen, it was never a Tea Party
year. But no one has seen it like this year with the kind of name-calling that has existed.
Well, and I think this is where, you know, Trump, if he could pull himself back in, you know, just somewhat, would be so effective. He's already been so effective. He could be so much more effective.
She was the one, remember, who originally brought up the war on women question in November. And since then, it has become a huge centerpiece to this campaign, the criticism of this campaign.
What's interesting, too, because I recently went back and looked at that for a project I'm working on, and it was a completely legitimate question that she asked him. She read back to him comments he had made about women, and then he made a joke at the expense of Rosie O'Donnell, and then segued into talking about how China is the problem and never answered the question. And then it turned into this thing like, oh, she was all over an unfair question. It was one question.
This is the interview that Charlie Rose did with Megyn Kelly. It airs Sunday night on 60 Minutes.
Why did he start? Does it all go back to a question in August of 2015?
Yes, it did, clearly, because Trump and I really didn't have a relationship at all prior to that.
Because some think about this and they look at it and they say, why her?
I think it's very clear to him that he cannot control the editorial on my show or from me in a debate or other
just
setting.
Just that. That's all it is.
I wouldn't want to speculate beyond that.
No. Oh, wow. Oh. Yeah. I don't know if she'd be speculating. She doesn't want to say beyond that.
Yeah. This conversation airs on Sunday. If on Monday Donald Trump says, I want to come on your show, would you say, you're welcome? Come on. We have a spot for you.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. If somebody rolled up a Brinks truck and it was filled with gold and they said, Megan, would you like this?
Would you like to have Walking Dead level ratings on your show?
I think she already does. I mean, she's one of the highest rated shows in the country right now, with or without Trump.
Yeah.
Well, she'd still need another 16 million. But yes, she has a lot of viewers. And you know what Trump's going to say? See, she's begging me to come on again. That's what he's going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, here she is, Violetta Pettermedic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots. All right, don't anybody move. Top 5-5 continuing right here. We got protesters moving throughout downtown Chicago. It seems like in the last year, we spent a lot of time covering protesters walking up and down Michigan Avenue, haven't we?
It does seem like there have been a lot of them, and they do seem to come right in front of the studio here.
It seems like it's me, too. Every time I'm here, it happens.
It's true, Kim. Your fault.
Yeah. You're fired. That's exactly what Trump would say.
Torrential downpour right now, and two school teachers just came by with a sign, and they were yelling at Roe and Anna. Yelling to them, actually. They were big fans, and they said they had signs saying, don't mind us, we're just trying to save the world.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
All right, well, speaking of that.
Number three.
Chicago Public Schools CEO Forrest Claypool is commenting on the one-day walkout today of the 25,000 unionized teachers in Chicago. It's closed many of the schools in the city. Now, they have not had a contract since last June, looking for better school funding. And Claypool says the district filed a complaint with the Illinois Education Labor Relations Board. One item the district wants is a, quote, permanent preemptive injunction against illegal strikes.
Ooh. We think it's important that it be clearly established that whether children are in school and being educated is not subject to the whims of the Chicago Teachers Union leadership.
But it should be subject to the whim of CPS. I mean, last Friday, no one covered it that well that I can recall when CPS said, hey, there's a furlough day, teachers, stay home, kids, stay home because we can't afford to pay teachers. It's the same thing. What, neither CPS doesn't care about kids because they have a furlough day? No, the system's broke, and they haven't been able to reach an agreement, and the teachers are today saying they don't feel that the resources are there for the children.
Karen Lewis says that this lands at Governor Rauner's desk.
We would be remiss in our responsibility if we allow someone who has held the budget hostage for their own personal agenda. That is not acceptable.
A lot of politics being played there, I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's just trying to say, oh, you don't care about the children. No, you don't care about the children. No,
yeah, that's
you don't
ridiculous.
Care.
Course,
it's like they are pawns in this political discussion. Yeah.
Well, the question is, where are you going to get the money? It's a big system that's broken, that is broken because there were incredible costs. There was a lot of waste. There was a lot of mismanagement. Some of it was in the structure of the pensions. Some of it was in the operations of the buildings. Some of it was in contracts that were let to people who should never have gotten them in the first
place.
And
let's face it, corruption. You just had the CEO of the Chicago Public Schools
right.
implicated in a bribery scandal to the tune of $10 million, and then she got kickbacks for it, allegedly.
Right.
I mean, that was that going on for a long time, and we just caught some of it? There are so many questions here that have nothing to do with the effectiveness of teachers.
How do you clean it up, and how do you pay for it?
Good
and
luck.
And no one wants to talk about that. They just want to trade
Point
charges
fingers.
With each other so they can play this all out in the media. They should be playing it out in a boardroom somewhere.
Number two.
Thank you, Orion. Hundreds of Guns N' Roses fans in L.A. excited after word of a surprise concert. Hmm. It's the first time that Axl Rose and Slash will play together in 23 years. Because those two guys hated each other, didn't they, at one point?
Oh, yeah. And they really took off as solo artists over the last 23 years. Let's sing all the Slash hits together.
Slash, though, you know, like Slash is like he's like a brainiac.
Yeah, he's a great guitarist.
Yeah, but he's also like a genius about things. He's got, mm-hmm, you know, yeah. he like went to private schools and he talks like this.
He's got a the musical funny genius? Or
no, he's
genius,
like a genius. Mm. I know, it's like weird.
Well, no, it's not weird. I find that it seems like the groups that really excel, there's always some guy like that in the band.
Right. Let me tell you what's wrong with the thermodynamic period.
That shield they're going to put up so aliens can't see us.
I don't,
that's real.
I think that the refraction of that particular laser is off by 0.1%. All right. Anyway, the point is, tickets went on sale today at Tower Records in L.A. There's still a place called Tower Records in
wow.
L.A.?
Good.
What do they sell there?
Nice to know.
Memories.
First ticket was sold to a man named Mike Torres.
I started lurking around here about 2 in the afternoon, and I ended up...
Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. And then I... started waiting in line about 8 o'clock at night.
Last night. Camped out all night.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it camping out. I haven't slept yet. It's the most important band in the world. It's my favorite band since I was a kid. This is going to be probably one of the best days of my life.
I don't know. Most important band in the world? Not quite sure about that.
Two key words there, lurking, and then he talked about how that would be the most important day in his life.
Which, yeah. Those are signs sometimes.
Mr. and Mrs.
You're
Guns N' Roses
dating a guy
fan.
And they say these things, you wonder.
Yeah, Dr. and Mrs. Torres are not proud today that their son got heard on Chicago
Mrs.
radio.
Torres.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Could it all just be a joke? Already on April Fool's Day, the Jimmy Kimmel Live show. They still call it that?
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel talked about a bombshell revelation that is forcing us to question everything we know about the state of American politics, suggesting that Donald Trump has been pulling our leg this entire time.
9 months ago, I announced my candidacy for president. The journey has been an unbelievably interesting one and fascinating. I had no idea it would go this far, but enough is enough. April Fools America. I'm not really running for president. It was a joke. Now go vote for my friend Hillary Clinton and make America great again.
Oh, wow. Did Donald Trump participate in that?
It's a guy doing a very
really
great
impersonation.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, really good. Mm.
Donald Trump is not as easy to do as
no.
you would
no.
think.
No, he's not.
It's a hard catch because his voice is in a unique register.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's just easy to parody because he looks like Mussolini and he acts like him too. Oh man, I don't know what to do with this whole deal.
Trump Free Friday.
Yes. All right. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
He's an impersonator.
Well, let me just say this.
Wasn't real Trump.
Doesn't stop us from promoting.
This summer, get ready to do it out. Donald Big Bully Trump, the man with the small hands but huge, you know, versus Lion Ted Cruz, the senator with the creepiest face since Freddy Krueger, live in Cleveland, Ohio, July 18th through the 21st in a GOP match that's too big to miss. Oh, yeah, the other governor will be there, too. Oh, what's his name?
John Kasich.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Come out for a match of the ages. There'll be trash talk.
He's a nasty guy. Nobody likes him.
Spouses!
Donald, you're a sniveling coward, and leave Heidi the hell alone.
Protest!
You say jobs are an issue, Donald Trump says he wants to bring them back!
And more trash talk!
This guy will say anything.
Get your tickets now! They're going fast! Trump!
They call him Lion Ted. He holds the Bible high, and then he goes down, he puts the Bible down, and then he lies.
Cruz!
I don't get angry often, but you mess with my wife, you mess with my kids, that'll do it every time.
And that other governor.
Come on, John Kasich.
Yeah, okay. This summer, don't miss it!
Roper Reviews coming your way for Kim Gordon's Got the News.
The top five at five.